Baharloch and Chodesh Alvavus Thursday night, or Liud Beis Kislev.
So the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beiso. So really, when you learn the Gemara, it's a pretty innocuous statement that you only need one candle per night for the whole family. Ner Ishu Beiso. But as the sugya develops about the place to put the Ner Chanukah, and as most Rishonim, and then certainly Achronim, assume that the mitzvah Ner Chanukah is kashur to the bayis, and Ner Ishu Beiso takes on a whole different meaning. Not just really the simple pshat in the Gemara, as I said, it just means one Ner for a person in his household, even though everyone's v'chuyiv to do the mitzvah Ner Chanukah, but the balabayis is motzi them, that's alumnus in itself, if he's doing it for them, and he's motzi them like you blow shofar for someone else, or Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ishu Beiso, he doesn't really have to be motzi them. That's, I'm not going to go into that. We'll see actually. We will have to go into it when you're, if you don't want to be yotze with the lighting, like how does that work? If you have in mind not to be yotze with the lighting of the balabas. But as I say, it took on a new meaning. And the Achronim assume it means Ner Ishu Beiso that the bias, which means that if you're not yotze, if you're at work and you light a menorah in your workplace, you're not yotze, and it's a bracha levatala. And if you're visiting someone for a few hours and it's the time of hadlaka and you light, you're not yotze, it's not your house. We're talking about you're not eating there, you're not supper, you're not sleeping there. And you're just visiting, so you're not yotze, and you're not even if you're mishtatef bepruti. There's nothing; it's not your house, and the mitzvah is, as I said, the beso. Now, if you're sleeping over, so there's a thing called temporary beso. There's a thing called achsanoi, because again, it's temporarily beso. But stamazoi, you do need beso, and we'll be seeing in the coming days the complicated, you know, the shilas that come up with people, they're traveling, they're going to be here for supper, sleeping over, coming back at night. Here, the wife's here, the husband's there. We live very complicated lives. And so we'll be seeing in the coming days how to do it. It gives rise to an interesting, very funny, there's actually a machlokas achronim, if you have no house, which is really no geya, someone traveling, even though it's not no geya, but poyo, because they won't let you light a candle. Or if they do, you'll be sitting behind bars for quite a while. But they won't let you light a candle. Ask Moish Bert, his story. Moish Bert, is he here? He once lit a candle there by gate 62 or something, and they almost put him away for life. Right, Moshe? You light Chanukah licht in the airport by the gate? They wanted to put you away?
I tell you what.
Not now, okay. Anyway. Yeah, and almost the last, yeah.
In 1995, yeah. I lit by the gate, I put a little menorah on the little ledge of these, you know, square windows.
Yeah, okay.
And I lit Chanukah licht. That was before you got stripped.
Okay. Anyway, there is actually a machlekes achronim. If you're assuming you could light, and if you're on a train or you're on a plane or wherever, and you don't have a bias, some achronim hold there's no chiyuv ner Chanukah. You have no bias, and some achronim hold that you do have. You should light, and you put it down. Or I don't know if you hold it in your hand. That's not the tzura of lighting. But there's actually a machlekes achronim if you have no house. But if you have a house, you're not yotze. If you in the office, as I said, all these examples. You can't light. So, very funny, because it was once, I was still in America, and I used to do things like listen to the radio, because, not that I became frumma, I just don't know Hebrew. But, so there was apparently a Supreme Court ruling, or some high court ruling in New York City, that a police could not look too carefully on the bench, the people who sleep on the park benches at night. They were homeless people. So there was a shaila, if that's called, you're searching the guy's home. You're not allowed to, in the Constitution, one of the amendments is you're not allowed to. So the judge paskened that that's his home. the bench is his home, and therefore you need a warrant before you could search the park bench. So Rush Limbaugh, Shlita, said, Rabosai, we've just solved the homeless problem. They have homes. Okay, we go on to Chovos Halvavos, and we're starting Shar Asiri, which the Chovos Halvavos will Shar Avos Hashem, and this is the peak, this is the summit. This is the top of the ladder, and he says that, Omar Kimen Shekvar Hagdamnu Li'el, which is Bebir Inyone Aprecious Ba'olam, either real precious, as he described, or really we learned that the main precious is in the mind, conceptual precious, mind over matter, Seichel over Yetzer, you're porous from the world in terms of your goals, your motivations, what interests you, etc. We call it conceptual precious. But what's the goal of precious? The goal of precious is yichud halev upinuyav la'avas Hashem, Yisrael man b'yisader. That you shouldn't be in love with this world. You shouldn't be in love with amassing objects. You shouldn't be in love with anything. You shouldn't be attracted or in love or have a desire for anything but Hashem. And the truth is, the Chovos Halvavos explains throughout the Sefer, and this is hard for people to understand. Maybe we'll learn about it in this shiur. You're really not supposed to love anything else but Hashem. And any love that a person has, you say, well, I love my wife, I love my children, I love the rabbi at a shul. Okay, I'm just kidding. Yeah, but any love you have is only because Hashem tells you to have that love. So it's like channeled through Avos Hashem. Because I love Hashem, and He wants me to love my wife. He wants me to love my children. He wants me to love the Beis Hamikdash. He wants me to love Torah and love doing mitzvahs. It's all channeled through Avos Hashem. But the only Ava a person really has or should have is Avos Hashem. So, and that is where Precious will take you to, says the Chovos Halvavos, because your Porush from anything else other than Ratzon Hashem. So therefore, what's the next thing I'm going to talk about after Shara Aprishas? Re'isi lahasmich lo bir oifane chiyuv ahava l'Hashem levadu yisrom v'yisader. So now I'm going to explain Avos Hashem. L'fi shehi si hadragos. This is the summit. This is the peak of all the yichud. That's the base, the foundation. And then Shara Bechina. And then Shar Avodas Elokim, and then Shar Abitochon, and then Yichud HaMaiseh, and Kniya, and then he goes through the whole Sefer, up, 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 and now you're at the peak of Avos Hashem. The Tachlis HaMailos, the Si HaDargos, the peak of the Madregos, of the steps. The Tachlis HaMailos, the goal of it all. The Dargos Balei HaMishmas LaShem is everything's a stepping stone to reach Avos Hashem. The Nomar Lefnechein, so here I go. He has a Hagdoma that we will learn, and Uvashem Nezar will have Siyata Dishmaya to explain this. Okay, we'll stop here.